This week's Torah portion is called Vayera. The opening verse tells us that God appeared to Abraham while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent. According to Rashi, God visited Abraham because he was sick. He had just been circumcised at the age of 99 and is now recuperating from the procedure. It is from this narrative that we derive the great mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, visiting those who are ill. The Talmud teaches us that we should follow the attributes of God. Just as God clothes the naked, visits the sick, consoles the mourner, and buries the dead, so should we. For this reason, one cannot underestimate the value of visiting the sick. When you do so, you walk in God's way by emulating a divine attribute. Furthermore, the sages teach us that a visit to one who is ill takes away 1/60th of the illness that person is suffering. However, there is another important aspect of Bikur Cholim which often gets lost in the shuffle: the responsibility to care for and support those who devote their lives to caring for others. Caregivers. People who take care of others are not always given the proper deference. When a person becomes ill, they tend to be the focus of concern in the greater community. Family members who attend to his or her needs tend to stay in the background and are largely neglected. The great Talmudic sage, Rabbi Yochanan, was a renowned healer. The Talmud asks why he couldn't heal himself. The answer: a prisoner cannot free himself from jail. No matter how capable or talented a person may be, there are certain things that he or she cannot accomplish on their own. Caregivers and those who support the ill can often use a helping hand or an encouraging word just to get through the day. God understood this. Abraham and Sarah lived a life immersed in chesed, acts of loving kindness. Their tent was open on all four sides to continuously welcome and feed guests. But this time, Abraham was in pain and in need of support, and God appeared to help heal Abraham. The caregiver quite literally emulates God's actions. If you look at the text of our narrative, God does not say anything to Abraham. He is simply just there. Caregivers are often at an ill person's side with little or no fanfare. Oftentimes, they may seem invisible to the outsider paying a visit. When visiting the sick, it is always important to take note of the caregiver and acknowledge the great service he or she is performing. In that spirit, I hope that you will dedicate yourself more fully to this important mitzvah, and in the process, may you too be healed from all the afflictions that plague your life. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share these podcasts if you like them. They are available at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds at KM Sheepshead Bay. And we are also on Instagram. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.